The NPL show is brought to you in association with EvoStick. Get stuck in.
Hello and welcome to this month's very special, FA Cuppy special edition of the EvoStick NPL show, recorded here live in a packed out, it should be packed out, function room at the Magnet. We booked out the function room thinking we'd have more guests than we actually have had. Unfortunately, it's been a bit of a damp squid. But the most important thing is, Swampy's not here. So we're going to finish this recording bang on time. Isn't that right?
Indeed, there's no Swampy, tremendous.
So, round the table for this slightly FA Cup special of the EvoStick NPL show. We've got James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group.
Good evening, Ben.
We've got Ian Burke, otherwise known as Burke, from Radio Manchester, and 26-0. Oh.
Yes, hello.
We've got the social media officer at Salford City, Laura Flint.
Good evening.
We've got the social media officer at Stourbridge. He's come all the way up here from Stourbridge, Richard Clark.
Hello, Ben.
From Northwich, Victoria. Got two beautiful people in front of us. We've got Jim Gannon and we've got his assistant, Dave Conlon.
Evening, Ben.
And from the non-league review, finally, it's Stuart James. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
We've had some technical problems here. That's why we've had to move venue. And
we put another 50p in now.
We did all right, though. We did all right. We moved the studio in 5 minutes flat from a dark room. Probably left about £100 worth of gear downstairs in that dark place, but never mind.
No one's going to find it.
So, the FA Cup, we've got three teams left in it. Who would like to go first? I think we should go to Mr. Gannon, being the most senior member here. Not in age, just to be clear.
I thought it was because we're the lowest placed.
So, what are you excited about this weekend?
Tremendous. I mean, like I said, it's been a sort of a fantastic journey for us. We're in December now, and it started in August. So for us to still be in the FA Cup facing our 10th game is great. And to be representing the EvoStick North as well, Warrington did it for us last year, and this year it'll be ourselves to hopefully we can do the non-league and the EvoStick North proud.
And that seems to be the general theme of last year. It wasn't just about Warrington Town, it wasn't just about Blythe Spartans, there was a bit about the NPL. And we'll come to Salford next, Laura. Obviously, you're Billy Big Time at this moment in time. You're on everything. But you're not on Football Focus this weekend. More on that shortly from Richard Clark. What's your take going into this big one on Friday night?
Well, as you just called us Billy Big Times, I'll say...
It's endearing. From a Broughton citizen.
I'll take your word for
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, really excited again. Probably a little bit more optimistic than last time. Obviously, it's the last round was the furthest we've ever been by a long way. We perform really well, fantastic evening for the club, and just hoping for something similar.
And we mentioned Football Focus. Is this the highlight of Stourbridge's entire history, having Football Focus turn up? Richard?
Probably reaching the Welsh Cup final wasn't bad for an English.
You reached the Welsh Cup final?
did you not know? 40 years this year.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. But no, it's going to be a fantastic weekend. Cannot wait. We fancy our chances, if I'm honest, because we've been there twice in the last 4 years and played Stevenage twice, and we just thank our lucky stars that we didn't pull them out of the hat again. But against another non-league team, there's a danger maybe we get a bit carried away and fancy our chances a bit too much. But, you know, at home, we could beat anybody, I hope.
And... I'm going to come to you, Berkey, because you're my I normally use Swampy as some kind
you're
of crutch.
He's my go-to man.
So, Berkey, you're my go-to man today to help me out. What's your take on the three teams' chances?
They're actually the three best teams I've seen this season in the EvoStick League, and I thoroughly think they deserve where they've got to. Second round of the FA Cup for a team at step three or step four. It's incredible stuff. Salford City, they're just fast, they're fluid. And they've had a lot of changes really this season with the squad as well. They've brought a lot of players in and it's been an ongoing project as well. I mean, Lewis Hardcastle, what a player you've found there. Yeah. He's fantastic. Jono thinks he can play for England. And on the evidence of the...
Mean Lewis there, not Jono can play for England. Let's just clarify.
Yeah, that. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Jono probably thinks he can play for England as well.
Not quite mobile enough, maybe. But yeah, he rates him massively. And from what I've seen, what a player. Only 17 years old. And he ran the show against Notts County. Absolutely fantastic fan. Stourbridge. I mean, you've got Kyle Harley there banging goals in for fun.
Yeah. 15 already this season. Yeah.
And it should probably be more, let's face it. I mean,
should have had 15 against you lot.
Yeah, and honest, the you know, Stourbridge are fantastic. I think they're a good dark horse, you know, for getting up this season. I really
don't
think.
Say that.
Sorry, mate, I've already said it.
We'll come to the league in the second part of the show.
I know, but Northwich Vicks, they're that good, they beat Hyde twice in the FA.
They beat a lot of teams twice this season.
But they do well in the Conference North, no doubt about it, Northwich Vicks. They're playing just some lovely, lovely football, and, you know, all credit to Dave and Jim. Got a great squad together. You've got players there as well. I mean, Ian Howard knows how good he is, but you've got players there who don't know how good they are, like Cedric Crewe, for instance. What a fantastic player he is. Sits at the heart of defence. He can sit in the heart of midfield if he fancies. I've seen him play up front. You know, he's just... That's the thing. He's a one-man spine of a team, and that's not to denigrate the rest of the players around him, but you've got someone to build a squad around there.
Well, we probably got one of the toughest tasks. I mean, I think we're facing a team that's 92 places above us. This is a team that knocked out away from home the Division 1 leaders. So if you're looking at the teams left in this pool of fixtures, it'd probably be one of the toughest places to go. 5 straight league wins. Mm. So it's a tough game for us, but we've had great experiences on the road so far with Hyde twice, Marine, and then Chorley, and then Battleborough and Wood. So we've certainly earned our place in this round. So
I remember asking you a while ago on Eva Stick Extra about the prospect of maybe getting Northampton Town, because it seems like ages ago that there was a possibility of you getting Northampton Town. And at the time, I think Northampton had a bit of iffy trouble off the pitch.
They've still got that.
Yeah. And, you know, they've had players paid by the PFA for a couple of months and that kind of thing. That can work one of two ways as a going into that. It can either galvanise your opposition or it can either...
Well, I think to credit to Chris Wilder, throughout this period, the first team players have done incredible, like 5 straight wins. So certainly hasn't distracted him. Perhaps it has created a strength of will within the club. But, I mean, they're a club that... I think the problems are surmountable. Obviously, they've had a takeover now, so everything's really, really positive at the club. I'm sure at some point that they get that stand built. And they're a club, I think, that are far greater than the Level 2, the League 2 that they're at. So they're moving in the right direction as a club, and they've assembled a really good squad, great versatility in it, and players that are definitely better than League 2 playing there at the moment. So we've got a work cut out, but like I said, it's a great play for us to go and challenge ourselves against one of the best teams in the lower leagues.
And speaking of league opposition, Hartlepool United. Hartlepool obviously have had run-ins with MPL sides in the past and not come off that well. What are you expecting from Hartlepool? Are you expecting another Notts County? Because to be fair, I mean, we're at Notts County, weren't we? And Berkey was there too, and they didn't really turn up, did they? Another league side's not going to make that mistake again, are they?
I don't think so, especially not if they watch the first one. Then they'll see, you know, what they'll see more is the facilities, the ground. They'll be more prepared for what you actually faced with when you come to a non-league ground, because I guess for a lot of those players it'll be the first experience they've ever had, or for others maybe the first for a long time. Hartlepool won't make that mistake this time. But if you remember, I was very, very cautious in committing myself when you asked me about Notts County. I wouldn't say whether I thought we had a chance or not, and it worked. So I'm going to stick with the tactic, Ben, and we might still be in it after Friday
didn't
night.
Didn't I also say you were going to win by a mile? I did say that, didn't I?
I think you did, and I just refused to be drawn on it.
Berkey, are you going to be drawn on this?
Yeah, Notts County's problem in the first round was that they showed up with completely and utterly the wrong attitude. Mm. You had players there who, they were sulking, everything that went against them. They were there, the shoulders were going, they were complaining to the referee. You didn't see any of that at all from the Salford City players. Something went against them, they got straight back up, got into position, and they were ready to go again. Notts County, though, they were just sulking the whole match. And you've got to be up for it. It's the FA Cup. You know, I'm not expecting teams from the Evo Stick League or League 2, League 1 or whatever to get to the final. Of course I'm not. But you expect them to show up and do the best, especially for the fans who've travelled a couple of hours from Nottingham to come and see a team who made the headlines the next day. And the people coming up from Teesside, from Hartlepool, they won't want a bit of headline on Saturday morning. No way will they.
The difference for me in that game was summed up in the one incident when the lad got back, forgive me for Laura because I've forgotten his name, but got back and cleared the one off the
Steve
line.
Steve
no, not, no way a Notts County player on that night in that team would have bothered
that
to
just showed
that.
How much we wanted
that was
it,
the difference.
The goal that won it for Salford was amazing, but my question is, would that goal have happened in the NPL? Because he would have got kicked up in the air, wouldn't he? at one point, about 2 seconds into heading to the byline.
If it was Starbridge playing Salford, we wouldn't have let him turn like that 3 minutes. And I think our manager would feel the same as well. Yeah.
Let's come to Starbridge for your result against Dover. We all said on Evo Stick Action that was a tough one, because you weren't going to have that kind of...
No, I mean, we were playing away from home. Dover had not lost at home all season. 6 wins and 3 draws, I think, in the league. Third in the league they were at the time. And I think that was 4 years ago we beat Plymouth at home, and I think Dover was a better result because we were away from home. Dover effectively 3 places below where Plymouth were at the time because they were bottom of League Two. And Plymouth were on their backsides. They were a bunch of kids. And I think the Dover result was possibly the best result and best performance I've seen from us in 7, 8, 9, 10 years. I thought we were that good on the day, and there was no fluke, there was no luck. We weren't kicking the ball off the line, hacking it anywhere the last 10 minutes. We controlled the game and won it fair and square.
What do we reckon then for the next round? Present company accepted, excluded from this bit. What do we reckon, James, going into...
Going to start with Northwich Vicks on this one. Obviously, had the joy of seeing you twice already. With Radcliffe, obviously, you've played us, but played us off pitch both times as well, especially the away game. I reckon you've got the biggest chance of the upset here. Northampton, obviously, you've only lost once all season. Well, not twice, sorry, if you include the Dootson.
No one includes the Dootson.
But obviously, with other things on your mind, obviously, I think people are expecting that defeat. I reckon there, Northampton aren't going to be expecting. Obviously, in that two positions, I reckon there could be another Notts County there because of the fact they're not expecting Norfolk Vicks to step up to the challenge and think, oh, hang on, what's going on here?
I don't know, they were scouted, you know, weren't they?
They were aware of our. They had a horse before we even completed the tie against Boreham Wood. So they were at the Boreham Wood game. I know Chris Widerwell and Anil Nil. And Anil Nil came to watch our Wednesday game after their Tuesday match. Probably on his way back to his home in the northwest, and they also had somebody there on Saturday. We only know that because the chairman of Prescott Cables tweeted that, you know, isn't it tasty of not, you know, league clubs to think they can get into non-league grounds for nothing? So I'm assuming it wasn't anybody scouting for the league or our players. I'm assuming it was Northampton. They'll be very thorough.
Yeah.
And the good guys, and Chrissy's a shrewd guy, and the same way I think that Ronnie Moore is for Hartlepool. I mean, Hartlepool are a different club, for example, than Notts County. I played for Notts County, the Championship. They were once in the First Division with that stadium, and they've got Championship players. But Hartlepool are a bit more working class to be used to that sort of environment, and there'd be no surprise. So from our hope is that Northampton, I'm not sure about us, maybe fear us on the break and look a bit cautious themselves. So all you want in these games is to get a foothold in the match, and then what happens is the adrenaline takes over, the confidence grows, and before you know it, you've got people outperforming anywhere where they should be.
Talk about Northampton, Hartlepool, and easily be able to come and scout you, how they're going. How have you done the scouting Northampton, same with Eastleigh and Hartlepool? How have you gone about approaching watching their games? Do you get the time like they would?
We've had a lot of information, haven't we?
Yeah, we spoke to teams we've played against them, and we've got our reports, and we've had footage to watch them, so we try to prepare ourselves as best we can. So we know a little bit about them, a little bit of the shape of a few of their personnel. Jim obviously knows a few of their players and the manager well, and I think they will. I don't think they'll be underestimating the tie. It's too big a game for them. And you know, we've both done our homework on each other, and as you said, it's trying to stay in the game. We can try and stay in the game and get a foothold in the game, our confidence increases, and maybe they get a little bit restless, and you never know.
We've got tactical flexibility within the team, as you probably would have noticed against Hyde. Cedric can drop in as a third centre back, he can play in a holding role, and we use that quite well against Boreham Wood and Chorley. We're adaptable up front. I mean, I've always been told that players at this level can't be coached, and players at this level are fixed. What a load of nonsense, because the ability at this level and the understanding of this level. And you've got to remember, we're going into games like Northampton with one evening of training. Northampton will be going in this at least four training sessions, loads of people doing all sorts of presentations and dietitians and strength conditioning coaches and all sorts. They'll have everything done for them. Whereas my lads will just be taking an hour and a half of information and going to the game. So all we have to do is just build upon what we've done, but just be aware of their weaknesses and play to our strengths. And I think we did that very well at Chorley and Bournemouth, and hence we got the results. So hopefully the lads can sort of show that once again. It is a massive, huge challenge for us, but perhaps we don't realise how good we are as well, the way you're talking about us, because we sort of see this week in, week out.
Enough about these two clubs there. What's
can we talk about Allied?
No, not cover mid-table in the second part of the show. What's Gary Hackett's plan going into this one? What's the general mood in the club?
I don't know what his plan is, and if I did, I probably wouldn't tell you. I know that we had the perfect opportunity to have a look at Eastleigh because BT Sport very kindly showed their game at 12:30 last Saturday lunchtime.
I bet that was entertaining.
That was handy. I didn't watch it myself, but I'm sure the manager did. Probably recorded it and watched it twice in the week, poor sod. But we'll have had them looked at. We'll know what they're about. And I think, I was talking about Dover earlier on, I think Eastleigh probably have got a bit more experience at that level and even a higher level. Guys like Jim Constable, one or two others have played higher up. Dover are a young, up-and-coming team and weren't necessarily right for it, but they didn't perhaps lack the knowledge of how to deal with us when we didn't just roll over. I don't think Eastleigh will be like that. But we'll know what they're about. We won't be going into it.
They're a fairly strong physical side from what I heard of the crew match. So the crew manager was complaining about some of the challenges winning. So
funny, because they lost, didn't they?
Yeah. Eastleigh at Altrincham earlier on this season. Yeah. I didn't think they were very good at all.
Thank you.
So that's the FA Cup, I think, done and dusted for this part of the show.
Hold on, just one thing. When they went on a scouting mission, weren't they going to go to Accrington and it got called off at the last minute?
Yeah, Accrington to watch Hartlepool, and then it was.
Was it postponed on the night?
Yeah.
But you talk about scouting, and you can bet your bottom dollar that Notts County scouted Salford once or twice, but it's still about the players going out on the pitch with the right attitude.
We know Hartlepool have been to watch us at least twice, fortunately. Yeah.
At Moor Lane.
Once at Moor Lane.
Oh, they don't have a
once at Moor Lane and once at Grantham on Saturday. So I'm quite glad they came to watch that, because we were appalling. So if that's what they think they're playing, hopefully it'll be a nasty surprise.
So without naming names, how many teams are we going to get through to the next round, the unimaginable next round of the FA Cup? Firstly, James, number.
Jeff Selling's going to be moaning on Saturday and all that, but I'm going to say three.
Three. All three to go through. Burke,
I'm going to say there'll be a team in the hat.
Right.
Whether they get through a replay or not, or whether they beat them in the first place, I don't know.
You reckon one's going to be postponed then, do you, on Saturday?
Possibly, yeah.
Laura, number from you?
Two.
Not including your own, obviously.
I'm not committing myself. You're doomed, aren't you? It worked last time. Doomed.
Richard?
Two. I'd like to think there'll be at least two in the hat.
At least two. Dave?
We'll go for all three in the hat.
All three, that's the spirit. And voice of doom.
One in the hat, but I think two in the hat now.
I'm going to go with none in the hat.
No.
Berkey knows what I'm talking about. Right, FA Trophy then, for this remaining part of this first. We're only doing two parts because we're taking full advantage of Swampy not being here. We're going to nail this in 45 minutes. So the FA Trophy, some cracking results. Involving NPL sides over the past week or so. We should congratulate Matlock Town, who beat Blyth Spartans by 4-2. McKenna's not here, so does anyone want to speak about Matlock Town? Anyone?
No, they're really bad, Matlock. I hate that team.
Anyone? No? Okay. But we wish you congratulations. This one, I called, I think you'll all find, the chairman at Stocksbridge Park still said, well, we're not going to win, right? No fair, we've got a big budget. North Derby United 1, Stocksbridge Park Steels 2. That's an epic result, isn't it?
They did the same to us. We had a few tired edges, but they came and they managed the game really, really well. And I thought, if they go like that to anywhere, they'll get results. And it's great to see them now. They've got a conference side. So
we played North Derby 2 years ago in the trophy when we were in the Southern League. Lost a replay 4-0. They battered us 2 each at home. Absolutely battered us. Billy Heath does not have a weak link in his teams. They are a fantastic team. They were then.
Well, that's a hell of a result.
This result, though, I think is superb, and I'm going to come to you, Stu, for this one, for obvious reasons. You only live opposite the ground. Stockport County 0, Nantwich Town 2. I mean, Stockport County did well, keeping it down to two goals, I think.
Result to me, that one. I was supposed to be covering the game, and I got offered overtime at work, so I offered to work. and it wasn't a surprise for me at all. Nantwich, top of the Northern Premier League, scoring goals for fun. I'm watching County most weeks, and it's pretty dire at the moment. And they're conceding goals, and they're not scoring. And it was no surprise at all.
This one, we did interview the manager at Spennymoor Town, and I kind of hinted that you might have your eye on something else, you know, like you did against Hales Owen that time a couple of weeks ago. That's in the same competition. But you beat Spennymoor Town by 4-2. Yeah. 4-2 rather, and that's quite an impressive result against Spennymoor.
Yeah, well, for an hour. They played us off the park, but they were the better team for an hour, and we were 2-1 down, and I wouldn't have put any money on us coming back to win. But we scored two in a couple of minutes and knocked the stuffing out of them, really, and they weren't quite the same after that. But good team, really good team. I was impressed with them.
I'm going to stick with you for this next one as well, if that's all right. Sutton Coldfield Town. You're all right talking about them, aren't you? You're not going to vomit all over the table. Go on.
To be fair to Sutton, I've only seen them play once this season against us, and it was on a Monday night when they'd been to Blyth on the Saturday, so I'll make that excuse for them. We beat them 2-0, and I don't think they played that well, so I probably haven't seen them at their best, but beat a Conference North team, can't complain about that result.
Absolutely. And lastly, on Saturday, disappointing result, I think, for Warrington Town, but it was always going to be a bit tricky, that one, wasn't it, against AFC Fylde, going down by 2-0. Yeah. Do you want to come to you two? I'll give you the opportunity to play mind games on Warrington. I'll do a resist. What do you make of Warrington, Jim?
I haven't seen so much of them, but they're a strong side, physical, and I think at our level, any team that are expected to beat, they probably will beat them in terms of the quality and the strength, physicality they have. But AFC Fylde are a really good side, and they don't concede, and they got a little bit of pace in the side, so that result didn't surprise me, and that's not because to underrate Warrington, but I think Fylde are very, very professional.
Yes,
they'd have gone there and done a really good professional job.
There's one result you missed off there, Ben.
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
Whoa. If you're going to talk about those nil nils,
please.
You're going to talk about the Rushall, or are you going to talk about the nil nils?
Rushall. I don't know. No. I was horrified you didn't mention Ashton United.
Wait. Their replay results.
Yes.
We should congratulate Charlie and Gainsborough Trinity for keeping it down to 0-0 against Skem and Ashton United on Saturday. However, it was just too much. It was like an avalanche, wasn't it, on Tuesday night. Congratulations to Ashton United, beating Gainsborough Trinity by 3-1 and proving that it's safe to come on our show to be interviewed. We won't jinx you, and it proved the case there. And Skelmersdale United 5, Charlie 2.
That's a great result. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the
man above it as well.
Yeah, Charlie are not an easy team to get goals against, you know, the way they're structured. So 5 is an incredible amount.
In a couple of weeks' time, then, on next...
Hang on, then.
Oh, sorry.
Ashton United.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
What a fantastic result for them. I actually a little bit surprised they didn't sneak past Gainsborough on Saturday, you know. I thought they might just get that by the odd goal, but no surprises at all last night that they did in 3-1. They're a really good side, you know. They're doing the usual Ashton thing.
Slow
starting
burner.
Slowly, yeah. And then just exploding as the season goes on. They're going to be up there. They're going to be in the top 5 again. I'm convinced of it. All right, they'll get to the quarterfinals.
The FA Trophy, then, that kicks off in a couple of weeks' time. The first round proper, the 12th, to be precise. There is an FA Trophy third qualifying round replay as well between Buxton and Bradford Park Avenue. And, of course, there's the mystery Marine Burscoe fixture.
Well, they played last night, didn't they? So
did it play?
Yeah, well, Kids Grove got knocked out last night. So,
when's the Burscoe match happening? Is anyone
Tuesday night? Next Tuesday. Isn't
next
it?
Tuesday.
Yeah, because our game against Marine's postponed now because of that.
Oh,
that's a good result for Marine, though. You know,
absolutely. Because
after 3 postponements, any win's a good win.
Buxton are playing Bradford Park Avenue on the 8th next week in a third qualifying round replay.
No, they're not. It'll be postponed.
Postponed again.
Postponed till March. That
match is never going to kick off, is it? It's going to have to get moved to Causeway Lane or something. Don't you think? But these are the fixtures next Saturday in the first round proper. AFC Fylde against Skelmersdale United. Anyone want to chip in with this one?
Fylde.
Fylde. Everyone's doubting.
I fancy Fylde for a run and
possibly win the FA Trophy.
Okay.
Ooh.
Gates said against Stocksbridge Park Steels. That's
Gates that said a bit too much. New manager, Neil Aspin up there.
He was the guy at Halifax, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Was he? Yeah.
He's a good manager, you know, Neil Aspin.
Got a win at the weekend, but their home form has been dreadful all season, so I'm going to go against the grain here and say Stockbridge.
Wow, can you imagine it?
To go to the places they've gone and get the results they have, they've got every chance up there.
Jim Barney's playing, you know.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Do you mean you need to get him in now to score?
This fixture here, there could be an upset on the cards, I think. Macclesfield Town against Ashton United.
No, Mac will win that one.
Mac will win that one easy.
Not about easy.
Nantwich Town against Matlock Town. Nantwich have got fancy chances there of getting into the second round. You don't know, James. What do you know?
On the day, Matlock can be the best team on the planet at the moment. As I was supposed to say.
Laugh.
No, I mean, obviously, to beat Blyth the way they did as well. Let's be honest. Blyth aren't exactly the easiest team to beat either. So to get
the second best team on the planet.
Is it at Matlock?
It's at Nantwich.
Nantwich. Matlock have got Ted Cribbley. With Ted Cribbley, anything can happen.
Yeah.
You mentioned him last month. You just like the name, don't you?
Ted Cribbley.
Stourbridge against Kidderminster Harriers. How did that fixture get drawn out of the hat? Yeah. No one noticed.
Humdrum home tie here. I think Kidderminster will be a tougher proposition than they were last time.
Are you going to keep proving pundits wrong about you having sole concentration on the FA Cup?
Don't know.
You can't let Kidderminster win that, can you?
Like I said to you the other week, Ben, the trophy to us is a competition. It should be to any club at this level. It's a competition you can go a long way in. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the conference national teams, national league teams, don't take it as seriously as they should do because they want to be promoted into the Football League. So, you know, if you catch them on a bad day, and we've already done that a couple of times this season in the Cup, you know, you can go a long way in that competition.
First goal got to the final about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Did they? Of course they did.
League Town got to the final, but that was 25 years ago.
And lastly on Saturday we've got this one, which to my mind, if it wasn't on a 3G pitch, would be really, really messy. Sutton Coldfield Town against Barrow.
Barrow all day.
That's a tough one for Sutton.
I don't think
Sutton are that good. I'm going to get slated for saying that probably by people from Sutton.
Well, you will, mate.
Oh, what are you doing? You don't know what you've done
but
there, do you?
I think the one thing Sutton will have in their favour, a bit of a cliche, is the pitch. But I think Barrow would probably be a bit too good for them.
But to be honest, we thought that when we went to Sutton,
yes,
that it would, the pitch would be in their favour. But what we found was that when you've got players who already have a quality first touch, so Danny Webber, for example, his first touch on that pitch was unbelievable. So if Barrow's players,
it's not that much of an advantage anymore because everyone trains on a 3G pitch.
Yeah, exactly. But his first touch was just something else because, of course, there's no...
There's no one like Danny Webber, is what you want to say.
I do want to say that, but I'm not going to. But the ball runs true, doesn't it? You know, it's not going to bobble up in front, and his first touch was just a dream to watch.
And until a couple of years ago, you could have said, well, Barrow don't use the pitch anyway. It doesn't really matter. It can be full of molehills. It's Barrow, they whack it long, and there, yeah. But the thing is, they've got Paul Cox there now. I mean, he's won the conference. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's going to get them playing a decent brand of football, and they'll love it up in Cumbria. They really will. They've got some great fans there. I love going up to
Something Coldfield.
What
are you saying there?
Oh, I'm bigging up Barrow.
Oh, just to Barrow in general. Anyway,
predicting a replay.
Have we got a good without doing numbers at this stage because there's too many Evo Stick teams left in, but we've got a good chance here of getting a couple of flagship sides into further rounds in this, haven't we?
Yeah.
And at that note, it's probably time to end part one of the Evo Stick NPL show for November because Berkey, he's gone blue, hasn't he? coming up shortly is an advert, and then after that, we'll be discussing all things the league and the Dudeson. We'll see you in a minute.
Fantastically decent, this Stick's like from Evo Stick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the Evo Stick League this year?
The Evo Stick League?
Yeah, Evo Stick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You'd better put some Stick's like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Stick's like adhesive from Evo Stick. Proud sponsors of the Evo Stick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new Evo Stick app.
Welcome back to the Evo Stick NPL show for November. Round the table, we've got Stuart James from the non-league review.
Welcome back.
Don't be so grumpy, Stuart. Shocking.
We've got Dave Conlon from Northwich Victoria.
Evening.
We've got Jim Gannon from Northwich Victoria.
Good evening.
We've got Richard Clark from Stourbridge.
Hello again.
From Salford City, we've got Laura Flint.
Good evening.
From 26-0 and BBC Radio Manchester, Ian Burke.
Hello, Ben.
And from the MPL Facebook group, which you can get involved with and have banter on and criticise James Hayes' opinions. Where can people do that on Facebook, James?
Facebook.com/groups/MPL or at the other 15,000 people, sorry, on Twitter at the MPL group.
15,000?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, not myself, but still.
Was there a big spike when Salford won Cellar? Is that what happened?
No, I think I've made a mistake.
There was on ours.
Sure. You've been seeking correspondence. A bit rushed, I'll be honest. But yes. You've been seeking correspondence. Yes. What's this to do with this month? Okay. It's quite special, isn't it?
Thanks to Black Friday, you couldn't get a question out quick enough. But other than that, so basically I asked anyone got any questions for any of the guests from Salford, Stourbridge or Northwich Vicks tonight. So, starting with Lloyd Berry's question... Who's the best team you guys have faced during your cup run so far? Obviously,
say Warrington, even if you've not played Warrington. You'll be happy with that. So,
anyone?
Sorry, I meant to be David Dimbleby, aren't I? Laura Flint.
Bradford Park Avenue.
Richard.
Dover.
Dover.
Yeah, we
don't. And. To be fair to the coaching staff at Northwich Victoria, they played about 20 games this season, so it's very difficult to pick the best one. But
too many to remember now.
If you don't say Hyde, I'll be gutted.
It wasn't Hyde, was it? No.
Well, we don't want to upset him.
Hyde was always going to be a tricky one when the previous game they beat somebody 7-1, beat Darlington who went above us last year and 3-2 in the previous game. We scored 13 goals in 3 games. It was always going to be hard to keep a clean sheet there. But they weren't the best.
The Burnham would go away on Monday night.
Yeah.
You know, it's a long way to go down. And the lads have to have the day off work.
That was a very impressive victory, that away from home, I think. Yeah. Next question. Yeah.
Next one from Mr. Andrew Snaith of Whitby Town Radio.
Oh.
If you get through, what would be the dream third round draw for you?
Laura
Flint. I know Laura's a straight away, but let's not say that one.
Could you be bothered? Could you be bothered going to Old Trafford at this point?
Could I be bothered?
Yeah.
Plus, we should get a posh seat.
Yeah.
And a
okay.
Sandwich.
Yeah.
Social media.
Waving right? Your press pass on your Twitter feed. Yeah. United. Is that a stupid question? Yeah, okay,
yeah.
United.
It'd have to be, yeah.
Villa?
No, Wolves or West Brom.
Wolves or West Brom. Mm.
Wolves or West Brom.
Well, Wolves still be in it.
Salford away. Definitely be on TV then.
Oh, satire. I love that.
And it'd be one of us in the fourth round.
Yeah. Winnable.
City away. Man City away.
Man City away. Right. Next question.
Winnable game.
Final one from Mr. Matthew Robson-Jones.
This one out from our mate... What's his face?
Joycey.
Yeah.
I'm not missing that one.
Joycey's question on.
Was it about a football?
Ask
the question about the... Ask Jim about the bloody football.
Here we go, one for Jim. What do you think about the footballs we play with in the MPL?
Well, I've been impressed. When you consider the perceptions of this level and the pitches, I think the football has been certainly exciting. There's a lot of goals. There's some really good players. I think the Jamie Vardy... Stories probably raised everybody's understanding of what perhaps is out there, that if you like the untapped talent. But we've got some players here, and I'm sure there's players at Salford that if you took them out of this and put them in a league club, they wouldn't look out of place. So the quality of football is there. I was talking to a lad today, a Sun presenter. He was talking about Dover's goal for the weekend, been fantastic.
Seeing more of it though, aren't you? Because everything's filmed these days, even down at non-league, so everything's getting filmed. So if anything happens in non-league, it makes the BBC Sport page.
But there's some fantastic quality out there. So like any game, I mean, I have to be honest with you, I get bored watching Match of the Day, and that's the highlights of the best league in the world. Mm-hmm. But I think the great thing about our level, it's not just about the football; it's about the atmosphere.
If you're a fan or
anybody involved in it, you are involved.
Jim, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what Joycey meant was the actual footballs themselves. He genuinely means the footballs.
Yeah, he has a big beanie's bonnet about
the balls that are used in the league.
Yeah, well, we haven't seen a massive difference between that and the pink FA Cup ball.
That's salmon coloured.
Oh, salmon, sorry. Well, see, I've got three girls in my family, so they think it's pink and they love bringing that ball to school.
Yeah. Name the football. What is it?
The Chrysler ball.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's a good ball. Good, everyone agrees. That's your correspondence. Thank you for getting in touch with us this month. More from the wall of correspondence next week on Evo Stick Extra. Right, let's talk about the league then. 10 minutes on this, just 10 minutes, that's all, right? You two chip in when you can, like he does occasionally from his Radcliffe position. At least you're closer to the Premier Division anyway. Nantwich Town up at the top, still. They have played 3 games more than anyone else, but they're still at the top.
Never in all my years.
58 goals scored.
That's the thing. They're absolutely they're banging goals in left, right, and centre. They're still a little bit leaky at the back for me.
They're not as they were though. They are keeping clean sheets all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's true. But they conceded against Hyde, so they can't be that good, can they?
They've got the ability to bang in goals against the weaker teams, sixes and sevens against the poorer teams, and that's what makes the difference in the goal scoring.
Well, it's as good as a point at this level. Cliche corner. There we go.
They're a good team. They're one of the best teams we've played this season. They play some good football.
But you look at the league table here and you go down to Weston in seventh place and most of the teams below, in fact, all the teams below them, apart from Hales Owen, in the top seven. In fact, go down to Ilton in eighth place.
We're not going there tonight.
Throwing Stourbridge.
In fact, no, not Ilton enough. Ninth place, Stourbridge. They can all overtake them. I don't think Nantwich are going to be there at the end of the season. I think they'll be top 10. I don't think they'll be in the playoffs.
I should make a public apology actually at this point, because we did say to Johnny Crowther at Redshift Radio that we'd invite him to the next NPL show. And for some reason, I never invited him and you never invited him. So Johnny Crowther's not here to defend himself at this moment. So I'm just going to say shame on you, Berkey, for bullying someone who's not actually here. Salford City.
Oh, sorry, Ben.
What?
Buxton and Barwell in 13th and 14th place.
Yes, they
can go above them if they win their games in hand.
True.
So there you are, Nantwich. They'll be relegated.
Now we mentioned Blythe Spartans heavily on last week's Evo Stick Extra, so I am going to move on to Salford City. Salford City had a load of games in hand, but they've kind of caught up with everyone else now, and you're only in third.
We've got
but they have games in hand on the leaders.
Correct.
Yeah, but not on Blythe and Darlington like they did have.
No, but we are a point above Darlington.
True. So. True. I've got an Northwich Victoria example, obviously. Have a good cup run and.
Yeah, and we play them very soon. So that'll be interesting. Good measure of how far we both come since last season, I suppose. But I'm quite happy with where we are at the moment. I just wish we could sort out our performances at home, not always the results, because sometimes we're getting the results but not performing well, and yet away from home, last Saturday apart, we've been absolutely fantastic this season, so it's frustrating.
So 9 wins away, 1 loss at this moment, and at home though, you've only won twice all season.
In the league, come on.
But you've got to
put the dampener on it right before a cup game
nothing to worry about though in the league at this moment.
I'm not saying nothing to worry about. You know, that's the improvement that needs to be made is your home form. Normally, your home form is what you bank on. And what's always been a worry as a fan, as anybody, I guess, that goes watching Salford, was if we started losing or dropping points away, then we will tail off. We haven't had that up until Saturday. We've been able to rely on our away form, but let's just hope that was a one-off and we can get back on track.
And the cup run is important as well, the way you... because I'm assuming you don't think you're going to make Wembley in the FA Cup.
No,
okay.
As much as I can dream, let's not
but
be silly.
But it's the way you deal with that cup exit as well, I think, it's going to be important, because there's teams around you who aren't going to be on a downer from leaving the FA Cup.
Sure, I guess it depends on at what stage, whether it's Friday or whether it's after Friday, and the manner of how you go out as well. I wouldn't have been disheartened, I don't think anybody would, if we'd gone out in the last round. Mm. Played well and gone out. I think if you give a good account of yourselves, play well and go out. Yeah, it's a bit of a disappointment, but it's if you really let yourselves down or you get battered. Well, I really hope neither of those things happen.
Can I say one thing on that?
Yeah, of course you can.
We've been there a couple of times in the second round, and the mental tiredness of our players both times has really made a difference when we've gone out of the cup. The mental and physical tiredness, but the mental tiredness as much as anything, it's taken so much out of them. And all the focus as well, the TV cameras and all the press and all the media and all that nonsense, you do get downer. I don't know whether it's the right word, but it does affect you afterwards, and you've got to be ready for that. And hopefully this time, when we go out of the cup, whenever it might be, Saturday or whenever, we're a bit more ready for that than we have been before.
How do we see the title picture at this moment in the league? Because last week or so, we basically hinted that it was perhaps a four-horse race, but it's kind of winding out a bit.
Wide open. Down to, what did you say before, Beck? 9th, 10th, 11th?
Well,
you went as far as saying Buxton, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say Buxton are going to win the league. I'm not having that, McKenna, if you're listening. But the thing is... I still think Salford are going to win it. I think they're going to win it comfortably. I've said 10 points that they're going to win it by since the start of the season. I'm sticking by that. You've been distracted by the FA Cup a little bit, and once your home form picks up, which it will do, I've got absolutely no doubt about that whatsoever, and you continue your away form, Grantham accepted, you're going to walk the division. I really, really do think it. I really do.
Have you been impressed, by the way, you two, at the standard from Division 1 North coming into the league? Because we've obviously got Darlington and Salford up there, well and truly. We obviously had Kers and Ashton last season as well. Are you hoping for the same, assuming you do get out of the league at the end of the season?
I don't think you want to carry chickens, but it's obviously that history says that if they do well in our league and they go up, they do well again and they continue. Mm-hmm. And I think it shows, it's credit to the division, that the teams who do succeed will go on and they carry on, and like Darlington and Salford are showing this year. So if you're fortunate to go up, then you hope that you can hold your own and continue to progress as much as possible.
Now then, let's cover the bottom end of the table. Now this is the most intriguing part of the table, I'm going to suggest, because last month, Ramsbottom United, we kind of hinted that perhaps with Gary Vaughan there it might improve. Okay,
and it did.
And it did, you're right, Berkey, it did indeed. And there's a kind of... Every time Ramsbottom are playing now, they might not be getting a string of results, but they are getting the odd result, which is, I'm going to suggest, might be important.
Yeah, and they're not getting smashed anymore either. They were being beaten by 3, 4, 5 goals earlier in the season. Now that things are getting a lot tighter, they're sneaking the odd win there. And I still think they're probably going to get relegated. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to work out. I mean, they're 12 points from safety. But they're going to give a good account of themselves. However, you never know what's going to happen at the end of the season. How many times have four teams been relegated from this division?
AGM Cup.
Exactly. That's what I'm looking at.
There's obviously Stamford down there. When it comes to Stamford this season, I'm going to come to you, Richard, because I know it's not...
Because we haven't played him yet.
Well, you're the furthest south around the table. I mean, what's it like being near Stamford? Is it...
Near Stamford? It's only about 80 miles.
No, seriously though, what do we think of Stamford? Because Stamford, it's looking a bit bleak.
Yeah, but they've got a new manager in again, but the results...
They have a new manager every podcast?
Pretty much, yeah.
Seems that way, doesn't it?
The thing is, the results, while they haven't necessarily picked up, they're not getting smashed every... They're not losing 7-0 to Hyde or whatever,
Still conceded 62 goals.
7-1, yeah, quite right. Sorry, Yogi, but there, weren't you, Jimmy?
Every week I see their goalkeepers be man of the match, and they still conceded 62 goals.
Yeah.
Speaking of bleak at the moment, I'm going to throw Colwyn Bay into this as well, because they seem to have been dropping... Well, they've been 17th all season, but now they've started to really... I think they've been caught up by the likes of Grantham and that kind of thing. I mean, what do you think of Colwyn Bay? I mean, we should come to you really, Berkey, because you came out the same league. You seem to have adapted better at this level.
I did predict they'd struggle at the start of the season, and for once I've been proven right. They've not adapted at all.
We have got...
Can I throw a pound in the pot and ring the...
Have you got cliche bell? Here we go, go on.
In this division, any team can beat any other team.
Thank you. We have got Whitby Town. Now, Whitby Town parted company with their manager last week. We won't go into the detail too much. We let Matt Carruthers run riot on that last week. Probably going to get us in trouble. But Whitby Town...
They got a win, though, didn't they, with the first game with the new manager. So, point proven.
We've also got Marine down there as well, but I feel like Marine are kind of like...
They've got five games in hand.
I mean, they've got...
They've got seven games in hand on Mickle.
Mickle, I was going to say.
If you look at the bottom of the table, the bottom four, when you take into account the games they played compared to the other teams... Bringing Mickle over as well, maybe, but the bottom four are starting to get a little bit adrift of the rest.
Yeah. We've also got down the bottom Skem. Are we worried, really? We're not really worried about Marine at the moment. Are we worried about Skem?
No. You shouldn't be worried about the team that beat Chorley 5-2, should you?
No. Exactly.
And they beat Hyde.
What about Mickle over?
What
about Mickle over?
I think you've nearly mentioned every team beating Hyde so far.
Well, Mickle over beat Hyde as well.
Mickle, I really do favour Mickle over. Yeah. Played the most games, I played over half their games so far this season before December. And
their form's going the wrong way.
And it is going the wrong way. They're not picking up results.
So you were talking about the strength of the South League, yeah. But unless they've lost players, which happens, they were a team that I was impressed with their run of results last year when I seen them. So it is a surprise that they haven't sort of had the sort of momentum that perhaps Salford and Darlington have come for the North. In this particular case, I think Salford and Darlington are exceptions to the average North team because of the finances and the crowd.
I mean, you've got to imagine, just to throw this out a bit more widely, you've got to think that Stafford Rangers, when they come up next season, they're going to be quite a force.
Yeah. You'd imagine something like Shaw Lane came up.
Mickleover.
Oh, and Shaw Lane, of course, yes, absolutely.
Mickleover have had injuries. I mean, they're great going forward. They do look really, really good. It's the final ball that does them every single time. They get into great positions. And I saw it when they played against Hyde. The winger cut a ball back. Yeah. That was hit so hard, it knocked the centre forward over. All he had to do was roll it into his back, and he smacked it at him. And it hit him in the guts, and he... You know,
was he all right?
Ultimately, yeah. But at the time, people were worried, and St John's Ambulance were, you know, their ears pricked up and that. But
there's also only the bottom two teams that have got a worse goal difference, though, than Mickleover, so you would be a bit...
Not scoring, are they?
Not very well going forward, but they're not, yeah.
Rami's start, though.
Now, obviously this weekend we've got some FA Cup fixtures, rather, but we've also got some league fixtures, and I'd like to go through them now just to... chip in when you've got something interesting to say. Colwyn Bay against Grantham Town. Grantham Town have had an epic turnaround, haven't they? Haven't they, Laura? Don't look like that. It's an obvious
question. You didn't go. I will look like that. You weren't there.
Was it the Athletics Stadium?
Yes.
Isn't it great? The way the ball just keeps flying and they never get it back. There's no ball boys or anything.
Oh, there was ball boys.
For them.
Couple of great wins against Hyde and Salford at home.
Everyone's beating Hyde. I can't cope with this.
No, in fairness, they play. Oh, you know, they.
How the Hyde in 10th?
No, in fairness,
we beat Salford.
They exercised a game plan very well. We didn't. They perform. We didn't. And they absolutely 100% deserved to beat us. And it could have been more. They gave man of the match for us to our keeper, because he did pull off three absolute world class saves, so it could have been more than 2-0.
Is this next one guaranteed 3 points for a team chasing the title? Darlington 8-83 against Rushaw Olympic.
No, really hope not.
Come on, Rushaw.
That's a tough team for.
If Swampy was here, he'd be going on about Richard Sneakers,
yes,
and how he can turn it around.
Turning it around for 18 months.
I mean, Rushaw got to be disappointed about getting beat by Leamington in the Southern League.
Yeah, absolutely.
No disrespect to the Southern League. And I know Leamington are...
Tell us more about the Southern League, man.
Well, Leamington is a National South...
Have you got a podcast going?
I have got a podcast going for the Southern League, yes. But what do you reckon for this one? Is this guaranteed for Darlington?
Darlington at home, I'd be too strong for Rushaw, I feel.
Now,
the strange thing, when I was studying both our cup matches against Hyde and against Marine, both Marine and Hyde had gone and got good victories at Darlington. So sometimes I think if you go there, and the underdog can sometimes, they can be exposed, Darlington, on the counter-attack. The expectation is that they will dominate teams, but Hyde and Marine both went there and got wins.
Yeah, since last season, we struggled against some of the lower teams in the First Division North. We got a good draw against
them. I just knew that was coming.
But, everyone beats Hyde. Radcliffe seems to win every game.
I don't know. It seems like Prescott, Harrogate Rail, they always seem to struggle against them as well. They never. I don't know if it's a case of
they're built. They've got a bit of power and they've got a bit of pace. So if you're strong and you defend deep, you can keep yourself in the game at Darlington. And I think that's perhaps what Hyde did. Hyde score on the counter-attack, Marine score on the counter-attack. So
so that's the way to beat Downton if you're listening from any other club in the league.
For Jono as well, because we go there.
Jono don't need time.
No, I don't.
He's beaten every time he's played.
I've had it officially confirmed from an eyewitness that Frick Athletic have indeed got rid of the wooden benches at their ground and now got nice seats put in place. This is an absolute outrage. But Frick Athletic, they're hosting Nantwich Town this weekend.
I saw Frickley on Saturday. They didn't beat Hyde, but they drew 1-1 with him.
Sorry.
They weren't up to much, to be honest. Neither were the Tigers, but I'd expect Nantwich to probably sneak that one.
So, what we're saying is Darlington are going to get 3 points this weekend, maybe, if Rochelle don't play them on the counter-attack, and Nantwich are going to get a win as well.
I think so.
The thing that I like about Nantwich, I spoke to them, they're definitely the most improved side this year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and when I was speaking to the manager, we were discussing a couple of teams. I think they had Marine after us. He felt the biggest challenge for them was to win the games against the top sides. And if I was going to throw my little bit in the mix, I'd say going to Stockport shows that they can go to places and win games against the bigger side.
But can you go to Frickley and do that?
Yeah. But I think the real acid test for Nantwich and whether they'll stay in the top five.
It's a different kind of test, isn't it?
When they start playing the top five or six sides and pick up results, like you said before, they can beat the teams that are expected to beat. But I think if they can show that they've got the mettle to beat the top five sides, then they're genuine contenders.
Hales Owen Town against Hyde United. Hales Owen nailed on it, aren't they, based on your performance tonight?
Everyone does, right? Yeah, home win.
This might get you in a lot of trouble.
Don't
ask you, okay. I'm sure Hales Owen have been really impressive this season.
I've only seen them once, which was against us, and they played okay.
Just okay. Can't even go any further than that, can you?
Well, they played okay. I didn't think they were great. I didn't think they were bad. I think they were better than Hyde were when Hyde played against us.
Yeah, but Hyde were dreadful against you. I mean,
yeah, they were.
Stourbridge, best team I've seen at Ewan Fields all season. Absolutely destroyed the Tigers.
Yeah.
Passing it. The thing is. No, because that's too much of a cliche. The thing is, you zipped it about. It weren't like you were just passing it. You weren't passing teams to death. It was just like you were passing it quickly. Mm. You were incisive. You were going right down our throat. You were getting it down the wings very, very quickly. Your final ball was a little bit iffy.
Are you talking about Hales Owen here?
No, he's talking about us.
What? Burkett, you work in radio, yeah. Stick to the structure.
Sorry,
right, okay.
Coming back to Hales Owen, the one thing I say about Hales Owen is their form. We talked about Mikulova's form is going downwards, Hales Owen is going upwards. And, you know, they're probably doing better now than they were earlier in the season.
Ilson against Ramsbottom United. This one's going to be an entertaining game, isn't it?
Styles make fights.
What did you say then, Stu?
I don't expect Ilson versus Ramme to be a very entertaining game.
Mm. Okay. Marine against Blyth Spartans. Is this another one of the title challengers going to get 3 points this weekend?
No.
No. Why?
Because Marine will get one.
Good. Any other thoughts on this one? It's a tough one for Blyth going to the Reaver, isn't it? On a Saturday.
On the day, Marine are very, very, very good. They beat Hyde, you know.
I get the feeling that Blythe on their day can be a bit off it sometimes, and they can have a bad thing, throw a bad day in.
Can I just say, I give all these podcasts a title, right? If you're listening from a Hyde United perspective, it's been teed up for me. There's nothing more I can say. Okay?
Looking at the league table, this game's got 0-0 written all over it. The best two defensive records in the league. If that's not a misprint, Marine have only conceded 19 and Blyth the same.
The 1-0 masters this season, they've had 1-0s all over the shop.
Well, we put four past them.
Matlock Town against Barwell. Barwell, of course, Berkey's pick for a dark horse this season. So.
God, I've had more drink than I realised. Matlock will win. Ted Cribbler, come on.
I think Matlock will win.
Mickleover Sports against Stamford. Now, Mickleover, this one, Mickleover have to win this, don't they?
I think they'll both lose.
One thing about Stamford is it's the same as last season. They've not won at home. They've picked up a few wins away from
away.
Wherever the new ground is. It's in Stamford. Yeah. I can't remember the name of it.
Isn't it ridiculous? The only home game they've won is that one against Witten. Yeah. They needed to win from 2.
Yeah.
It will be Stampy's 499th game at one.
Oh, my.
Really?
Goodness. Yeah. His fifth, 500th is against Laura's favourite team.
And lastly, on Saturday afternoon, we've got this one here, which I'm going to suggest is a proper relegation 6-point at the moment. Skelmersdale United against Whitby Town.
I don't think that's Skelm a win. Relegation 6-point.
Well, they're both next to each other in the league.
I think with Skelm with the games in hand, the current form.
Yeah. You'd fancy Skelm to win that. And
I fancy a draw there, actually, because Whitby have got a new manager and they just picked up a result as well. Forget I said anything.
Good. And that is it for the fixtures. So that concludes the EvoStick NPL show for November. We'll be back in this room. What? I think in this room.
No.
It's a Christmas special. Get the fireplace
get
on.
The fire.
A bit of
get the fire on and we'll be all right.
Have we not got a fire downstairs?
Yeah, but we haven't got electric downstairs. And to be fair, and to be fair,
unless it was a gas fire, yeah. I can't see that being fixed by Christmas.
And to be fair, the echo in here makes it sound like we're in some kind of big Tudor mansion. It's like a castle.
We've got our own private bar as well.
Probably. I know, an old private bar. So the Christmas special it's will be on. We've not worked out when we're recording this, have we?
30th of December, we said.
We said the 30th of December.
Yes.
Did we?
Yes.
You've had
wow.
Chatting away with Swampy. I've not been involved in that chat. Who's coming on? We've got some celebrities, haven't we?
It's everyone and anyone. It's the same as last time.
Can we have James Stanley?
From memory, no one.
A Christmas party, innit? And just do you going round with a microphone, yeah. Just interviewing people random.
Why do that I? Was why is it always me?
What? You're the only one.
Anyway, thank you to Stuart James from the Non-League Review.
Cheers, Ben.
From Northwich Victoria, thank you to Jim Gannon. Thank you to Dave Conlon for joining us. And good luck this weekend.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you to Richard Kleiss. Come all the way up from Stourbridge. We had a power cut downstairs, but he kept the smile on his face. We finished 15 minutes later than we said we would, but he's still smiling. Thank you, Richard Kleiss, from Stourbridge.
And just proof that people from the South can actually come on this show as well.
That's true too. It's
as long as they come to Stockport.
Yeah, how was the journey?
We just had a message.
Swampy, sorry I couldn't be here. Top team Stourbridge, my tip for the playoffs. Sorry I couldn't make it. See, Laura, he's still here, isn't it?
And good luck this weekend in the FA Cup.
Thank you,
man. Laura Flint from Salford City. We'll be seeing you on Friday. We're all getting the 93 bus together. We're going to have a good time, aren't we?
It's the 98. I've got the 93.
Don't get the 93.
It's dreadful.
So thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Ian Burke from Radio Manchester and, of course, 26-0, Hyde United's very own radio station, which you can hear commentaries of Hyde getting beat on...
Saturday, normally.
Saturdays. 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
How quaint. And James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group, which you can get involved with at...
facebook.com/groups/NPL, or on Twitter at the NPL group, and Friday night, well... tonight, really, on Periscope, we'll be doing some stuff as well. So keep an eye on that.
You need to get a microphone. No one could hear my funny jokes last time. I felt a bit let down. But from everyone here at the Magnet,
Ben, can I just say what a fantastic game on Saturday? Radcliffe Borough versus Farsley Celtic.
Oh yes,
that's going to be a good game. That
okay
in the next division.
And can I just ask to say as well how quick it's gone tonight? Well, Swampy, no offence, Swampy, but.
We had a power cut downstairs. we were delayed by an hour and we're finishing dead on time. So thank you everyone for listening. Apologies for the echo, but we hope you've enjoyed this FA Cup special. Good luck to all our sides in the FA Cup and of course the FA Trophy in 2 weeks' time. Me and James and a couple of other people will be back for Evo Stick Extra next week. But from everyone here at the Magnet in Stockport, you take care and bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.
The Evo Stick NPL show was brought to you in association with Evo Stick, proud official sponsors of the Northern Premier League.